Okay, we're back to part two, which is going to be the gold blow-off watch chart, and it notices for the GLD exchange traded fund, which is, if it's not the largest exchange traded fund, it ought to be, because it's grown with the it's the preferred way for people to store gold in a non-physical way. The chart has a moving average on it. You can see it's a weekly chart, so it's a 55-week moving average. And these blow-offs are these places where you just start to accelerate to the upside, and then it hesitates, and then it goes higher, and it hesitates again, and it goes higher, and then it just becomes frantic at the end. And you can see that at that time the volume, which is in the shaded scale, it's apparently it's pink because it's going up, and it's in the black when it's coming down. Oh, it's negative. In any case, you get a red peak, and it's kind of a high number relative to the previous legs. You can see that in the early 07, there's a little peak up there, which is a little bit of a top, but it's not that serious. It's when you start to get into the August of 08 time period. No, I'm sorry, that was April of 08. you have a that's a blow off, and that was where people were concerned about the banking system. There were first signs of the banking system were getting into trouble. Excuse me, I have a little bit of a head cold. And then we have a we have some of the high peaks, which are sort of interesting and so forth. And then we have the one at the end of 09, which is a peak. And you see it, I've been drawing green downtrend lines, and that's really to show a if you can break that out, then you're pretty sure you're in a blow-off stage. Another way to look at the blow-off stage is to come down and look at the is to look at the oscillators. I'm not What I'm fairly sure of is that the beginning of the blow-off stage is a cash buildup phase, because there has to be a cash buildup phase in T-theory to get the whole thing moving to the upside. So in the right around the marker for 07, you can see there's a cash buildup phase that then gets cut, and you can see that if you are going to draw that same trend line for the current period of history, where I had this little red T here, the answer is that you're just starting to break out of that one now, and so we're presumably on a run that has a cash buildup phase, which it gives it enough legs to go someplace. The problem is that the construction of the T is not correct here, because what I'm doing here is the V bottom T, but from what I can see, the T that you draw in to get the peak date is a double bottom T, and you have to change the construction over. In most cases, looking over history, you'll find out that it's either the double bottom version, or it's the V bottom, in other words, where you put the center post, either split two bottoms or put it in the last bottom. Now, if we drop down to the MACD, which is a very useful tool, you can now see that you got a trend line broken here. In the 07 time period, same as the other ones, you can see that you came out of an oversold condition, and you sort of went up to a high level, and that was where the peak was in the 10. It's not so easy to draw the slope of the trend line, and I didn't put a green line in there, but if you just look at a typical decline line, you could see that it was starting to take off. Wouldn't have done a lot of help on that point, but the money flow indicator at the bottom might have been a better one to look at. Here you can see what we're doing in the second MACD green line. You've got a very high top, you've got a modestly high top, and you're coming up, but you haven't broken the trend line yet. If you break out here, the equivalent of doing a double bottom T is that the projected peak in momentum is the peak. Is just the repetition of the peaks in the MACD from before. Okay, so if we go, we see that there's a peak in momentum for MACD just before the end of last year. Okay, that's where the left end of the green T is. And then we have a peak about halfway through, into June. If you measure the distance between those two peaks and you extrapolate it out in the future, you're going to be very close to where you have run your next momentum peak. You can see that if you go back to the first example of an MACD. You have a peak, you went down, you came up into 07. First quarter of 07, you made a peak, you pulled back down, and when you broke out, if you took the first peak, the high peak, and then the peak between those two valleys, and you measured between them, you would get the peak in the early 08 time period. So that's how you treat double bottoms when all you got is an oscillator that's sitting around here. So you can pretty well take that those two numbers and extrapolate them. Then you have to go to a daily chart, try to find out where the peaks are in the MACD, and extrapolate it out, and we'll do that later on. But for the most part, we haven't broken out of the oscillators yet, so we'll wait and see on that one. In any case, you can't use the T that I drew up on the top. That's a T where you're going to put the center post in at the last bottom. You really want to split the bottom. So it's possible you could make that under unusual circumstances, but I don't think it's going to do it. So the technique that I'm going to use in the future is to look at these oscillator peaks and see that they're in the MACD and see that the repetition gives me a momentum peak. And then when you get to the momentum peak could be slightly early, but that's what you want, is you want to be slightly early because they're vicious when they collapse. So that winds up that little presentation. And so what we're on now is we're bullish on gold for the long term. We're bullish on the fact that we're breaking out of these patterns, depending which one you look at. And then we'll just go into this blow-off watch and see how it goes. I assume it's going into the early part of the new year. And as Jim Sinclair is still claiming, you know, he has a website and so forth, that his projection is you're going up to 1,600 on the price of gold, which is probably a futures price, is in its developing stages, and maybe it'll come out to be that's correct. So that's all we have to say about the gold watch, and then we'll move on to the third topic.